Yes, we'll start off with last night. Dragons, did they take to court last night with almost a "we've got everything to play for anyway" attitude?
Yeah, they did. I think for Dragons, they wanted to kind of go at us and try and make a change to the top four anyway. So it was good for us to go out there and in our state to mentally prepare and take that win, because obviously on the back of a few losses, we wanted to secure a win under our belt. But the Dragons did want to make a change to the top four, and I think that's what they're going to do for the rest of the games to try and make it more interesting and more competitive.
You tweeted this morning about insomnia and how your body was saying it's time to get some sleep, but your brain was still active thinking about the game. Is that kind of standard these days for when you're travelling back from those away games? You're playing the game over and over in your head?
Yeah, I think so. I think where each player likes to go out there and want to make a difference to the game and reflect on it straight afterwards, I think it's really good for us. Well, probably not good for our sleeping patterns, that's for sure, but it constantly ticks over in your brain of what went wrong or what you could do better or the things that went right as well. So for me, last night, I did struggle to sleep. But again, I think a lot of athletes go through it when you play a game like that and your body and the adrenaline is still pumping. And then, of course, the travel in that as well is quite hard. So yes, I did have insomnia, that's for sure.
So there's nobody that sleeps like a baby on the way back?
I'm trying to think who does on our coach, but pretty much I think everyone is awake or they try and sleep in the coach and then maybe when they get home because you have to wake up again and things, but they kind of struggle to get to sleep. So I don't think anyone sleeps like a baby in storm at the moment. I think we're really determined to get into the top four. So we're constantly thinking about what we need to improve on and what we can do better.
The running obviously sees that game at the Rico on Monday against Wasps. How is everybody going into that?
We're positive. You know, in training, we're working on things and making sure that we put those things that were going wrong in the games back to right. You know, we're taking it in our stride. I think we're taking one step at a time and looking and reflecting on the other games and what we've done well and what we need to work on. So at the moment, I think because it's not till next Monday, I think the nerves will kick in closer to the time. But right now, I think the focus is on Storm and what we're doing in camp, which is more important.
Have you been to the arena before?
No, it'll be an intense game. I think the crowd will be amazing there. But no, I haven't personally been myself. So a new venue is always nice. So yeah, it's all to play for on that Monday, really. So I think for us, we're going to go there and not feel pressurised. I think Storm have nothing to lose. You know, we are a new team this year and we want to go out there strong. And, you know, we do want that top four. So I think for us, we're just going to stay together and really focus on ourselves and not what other teams are doing. Obviously, we'll look at tactics and other things behind the scenes like that. But for us, I think personally, as a team, we're all going to stick together and work through any of the errors we made in other games and come through those. So for us, I think, you know, it is going to be a new arena. There will be nerves, I'm sure, but they're all good nerves. So hopefully we'll see you on Monday's game.
How have you been enjoying the season so far? Has it been one of your best?
Yeah, no, I have enjoyed it. I've been a player who has the odd court time here and there and then now taken to the court quite frequently. So I've really enjoyed the season. I love this group of girls. They're really lovely. You know, we all get along really well. So it's nice to have a team where you can feel that you can be yourself in and just be relaxed. And, you know, I think we're really determined as well. Like whenever we come in for our hands in or just before we go out, I know every single one of us is so determined and we really need to play for each other. And we do. So, you know, they're a great group of girls. And I think this year's been like fantastic and I've really enjoyed it. Yeah.
And what about Tanya and Rianne? Have they added plenty to your game as well?
Oh, gosh, yeah, no, definitely. I'm always meeting up with Tanya and doing video analysis, and I'm always speaking to Rianne on what I could do better in the game. And, you know, Rianne gives me work-ons as well during the game as well to keep me focused on what our game plan is. So they're a great help. And, you know, with extra sessions and things like that, they're so giving in terms. So they're just really good at getting the girls prepared for their games or working on any weaknesses or strengths. They're fantastic coaches, and the season has been good this year.
And the next couple of games is Wasps, Sirens, and then finishing away at Lightning, one at a time, really. It's all you can do.
Yeah, no, that is, you said it right, that we, you know, we're taking each game as it comes. And I think, you know, each of those teams are very different in the way they play. So for us, it's just looking at video and then looking at what we could do against them. You know, these aren't going to be easy games. They're going to be tough games. I think we need to prepare mentally and physically for each game. But I know, you know, we really want this. We really want top four. And, you know, 3 games that we have won before, we are a team that can do it. And we just need to believe in ourselves and go out and do the job on the day.